Welcome to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX Radio. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, where we focus on the impact of local, state, national, and global issues on the health of the individuals, families, and communities in the Central Catskill region. November is Home Care and Hospice Month, and here to talk with us today about home care in particular in our region is Adrienne Mann, the Chief Nursing Officer at HCR Home Care. Welcome back to Health Center in the Catskills, Adrienne.
Hi, Diana. Thank you for having me again.
So, how do you celebrate this month?
So we want to take the time to celebrate not only our nurses and therapists and social workers, but we also want to celebrate our home health aides because they are the ones that are taking care of our community and recognizing all the hard work that they're doing and the dedication that they give to our patients that are not able to be in the hospital or have come out of the hospital recently.
Yeah, I think people don't understand the value until you need it of having people be able to come into your home and keep you at home.
Correct. So I believe that right now the focus of our society is aging in place. And with home care, we have the ability to manage chronic illnesses, post-operative opportunities when patients are getting out of the hospital or if they've had a short rehab stay and they're going home and they need that transition to build up their resistance and getting back into the community and into their own private settings.
Yeah, it's enormously important, and certainly in our region it's been a real issue because we have not had enough staff. Most of the home care agencies, I think there are a couple others that serve our region, and they haven't had staff. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But actually, it may fit in with the next question I want to ask you, and that has to do with the challenges that home care faces in these days.
Sure. So home care does face a lot of challenges with staffing and being able to think outside of the box for recruitment. And here in the Catskills in particular, is one of the regions that HCR does serve. And it is hard to find nurses or therapists, particularly we have a harder time finding therapists in this region.
Physical therapists.
Correct.
And occupational.
Yes, mm-hmm. Both. And it's very difficult. You know, people are maybe born and raised here, they may go to college here, but then when they get up and older, they want to leave the community and see what else is out there. And that's not only here in the Catskills, but that's all over, not only in New York State, but across the nation that we're dealing with this. They eventually come home,
yes.
But trying to get that recruitment at the time of them getting out of school and keeping them in their community has been very difficult.
So one of the other challenges, I think people don't realize that there are a lot of restrictions on how much home care you can get, what home care you
Correct.
Can get, even if staff are available. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So whether a patient has commercial, Medicare, Medicaid, insurance for these this population, oftentimes we have to get pre-authorizations. They're only allowed so many visits. Whether they're in the hospital and they get discharged to a rehab, they're only allowed to stay in rehab for a short period of time. If they're in the hospital and they come straight home, they're only allowed so many visits from a home care agency. Or if they go from rehab to home and then we're still allowed, we have to get prior auths so that we're giving the patients the care that they need. But sometimes those services are cut short and we maybe not have gotten them back up to where they were pre-hospitalization or pre-illness, and that can be very difficult and frustrating.
And I've talked before on this program and had somebody on who had written a piece for, I want to say, in JAMA about prior authorizations. It was actually quite good about how Medicare Advantage plans in particular seduce yes. you in because they offer you these other benefits like maybe vision benefits,
Correct.
Hearing benefits, and then when you really need them for serious care, mm-hmm. these prior authorizations either delay care or block it altogether, and people either get worse or they die.
Correct.
Yeah.
We see that often. They might go into a rehab facility thinking they have this commercial or managed Medicare, and they get into the rehab. They're cut their visits are cut short. They're forced to go home, and they may not be ready to go home. And family members are unable to care for them because oftentimes they're still working, and as much as they want to bring their loved one home, they're unable to get them home. So then they go into that long-term piece of a rehab facility, and they stay, and then they debilitate even longer, and it ends up with more hospitalizations, more chronic illnesses. They may end up with a UTI, you know, or they could end up with a hospital-acquired illness, and it does decompensate, and it does end up where they don't make it home at all.
And a UTI is a urinary tract infection.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. So what is the state of home health care in our region? HCR is based in Rochester, but you've spread out of there. You're very much into Oneonta, and you've recently been moving into Delaware County. Staffing was an issue here, but give us an update on where your HCR is at in terms of services in Delaware County.
Sure. So it's definitely been a little bit trying, especially since COVID. I do believe we're getting a little bit back to where we were pre-COVID times. We do have nursing current state, and we are actively recruiting continue to grow for our staff. We are looking for a physical therapist. We actually have recently looked at travel companies that can help us to at least get somebody here initially while we are still recruiting actively. Maybe they will decide to move here and stay on service with us.
Yeah, well, I'll tell listeners, Adrienne and I were talking about that ahead of time, and I was saying to her, if you can get that person from New York City to come up here on a temporary basis, this community will wrap themselves around that person and see if we can't recruit them to stay up here.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. I love Catskills. It's beautiful here.
Yeah. She just told me it was her most favorite place.
It is. It absolutely is.
We won't tell Rochester that. All right. So if I feel like I need home care services, what do I do to get them?
So there's different ways you can get into and sign up for home care. One is coming out of the hospital. Your physicians in the hospital, your care management team in the hospital, they will see if you qualify, if you need home care. And upon discharge, also if you go to a rehab facility, that also you'll work in with your social workers on discharge planning. They will ensure that you get your community help with your home care agency, and then also at your doctor's offices. So it's really important that you see your physicians, that you have regularly scheduled appointments with your physician, and if they recognize that you have something chronic going on or something acute and you could benefit from home care, that's another way to get your home care needs met.
So here I am in my home and I feel like I really need some home care. Can I just call you all and say, here's what's going on. Can you come see me?
So it doesn't really work that easy. but if you did call and say that you needed services, we would definitely partner with you and help to make that phone call to your primary care physician. You do have to have a primary care physician because somebody has to sign orders.
Yes. Physician assistant.
Correct. You need a provider that's willing to sign orders. So pre-COVID, it had to be a physician that would only sign orders for you. And since COVID happened, we actually now allow the other practitioners, such as a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner, can also sign orders. So we would gladly help you if you dial 1-800-270-4904. That is the 1-800 number to HCR, and let them know your signs and symptoms. We can help to bridge that call with your provider to help set up services for you. You have to have a qualifying diagnosis. So some of those examples would be COPD, congestive heart failure, diabetes. If you have any med management issues,
Wound care.
Yes. Even if you are struggling with your blood pressure and your doctor's playing with your medications and adjusting them on a regular basis, we would be gladly to come in and do some blood pressure checks for you, making sure that you're on the right dosage of your medications.
Give that 1-800 number out one more time.
1-800-270-4904.
So you and the agency, HCR Home Care, are committed to promoting the health of people beyond your services. And You shared with me that you have some concerns about the holidays coming up and have some recommendations for people about taking care of themselves during this holiday season. Talk about these recommendations.
So year over year, we see oftentimes our patients are where they're isolated on a regular basis. Holidays arrive and family members are coming into town. They're bringing their family members to their homes, and our patients want to spend time with their family rather than getting their visits. So they'll oftentimes cancel their visits that are regularly scheduled with us, which can cause them to go back into the hospital, decompensate. Their wounds can get infected. They can have some poor management because they might take different dietary routes, whereas maybe they'll eat ham and then they have congestive heart failure, which will end them back up in the hospital. They'll have desserts, which will wreak havoc on their diabetes. They'll have non-compliance with their medications. So we really want to make sure not only our patients, but our family members recognize that these people that are on service need to continue with their regime and continue to meet the home care providers in the home. And we'll work around your schedules. If you have a family member, we'll only be in there for a short period of time, but we want to do that assessment and make sure that you're stable and have your parents cared for, or your grandparents or your aunts or your uncles. We want to make sure that everybody is safe and staying out of those hospitals, because they are not going to be able to visit you if they're in the hospital.
Yeah. And I, when I worked emergency room in the intensive care unit decades ago, we knew in the holidays that we were going to have people coming in, because particularly with congestive heart failure,
correct,
because they were eating these highly salty turkey meals or ham, as you said, and they'd come in with fluid overload, retaining fluid and difficulty breathing, and really put themselves into a crisis. So it's really important for people with dietary restrictions to pay attention.
Exactly.
To, you know, if you're cheating, it's just a little bit.
Right.
But keeping those visits can be very important.
Absolutely. We can help to monitor and keep you out of the hospital. Nobody wants to be in the hospital, especially at the holidays.
That's right. That's right. And to what extent do you all deal with some of the mental health issues that people may experience over the holidays, whether depression and...
So a lot of our patients are also isolated during the holidays, where we all traditionally believe that patients are going to be surrounded by their family members, or people are coming in from out of town to spend time with them. But oftentimes, we're the only people that they're seeing. And so we do want to make sure that our patients are meeting the needs of their visits, and that we're giving them that soft point and that soft touch to recognize that we are there for them, and we not only see the patient for their medical needs, but also their psychosocial and their emotional needs as well.
Do you have psychologists or mental health or social workers on staff?
We do have social workers, not here in the Catskills, but what we've done is looked outside of the box. And most recently, we do have social workers in our Rochester office. And what we've been doing, because we don't have one here in the Catskills or in some of our other regions, we do phone visits. So we've been able to hook up our patients here in our Catskill region with our social workers in Rochester, and they will have that whole meet the needs through a whole telephone visit.
Now, I my understanding, but I could be wrong on this, is that the telehealth benefits that were provided during COVID are ending. Are you expecting to still be able to bill for those telehealth services?
So we can't right now, but we're hoping in the future.
Yes,
we cannot bill, but we still, it's more important for us to meet the needs of our patients to ensure that their mental health is being looked at and accounted for.
So even if you don't get paid for that telehealth visit,
we'll do a phone visit.
You'll do
for
a phone visit. Well, good on you. Good on you.
Yeah.
Well, for those, again, who might want to get in touch with HCR Home Care, give that number out.
Sure. It is 1-800-270-4904.
One more time.
1-800-270-4904.
And your website?
I believe it is www.hcrhomecare.com.
Let's see.
I don't know.
It's,
.com?
It's, It's, I have it up, hcrhealth.com.
hcrhealth.com.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And just quickly, you're a home care agency, but you also have other arms. And quickly, what are those arms? The home health aides.
Yes. So we have home health aides, which is our licensed agency. So they will help you with your activities of daily living. If you need somebody to do light housework or possibly give you bathing, we have the ability to help you with your hygiene. And then we also have care management, which is not presently here. I know that there's a high mental health need in the area, and we do not serve that population here. But if you need some help or services, we would be glad to hook you up with what is available here in your community.
And for the home health aide,
yes,
you have people here?
We do.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, we do. We have two. We would love to also recruit, and also for the population that's listening today, we are always actively recruiting home health aides, as well as nursing and physical therapy and social work.
And so if I'm interested in seeing, maybe talking with you about a job.
Yes.
Do I still call that 800 number?
You can call that 1-800 number. Mm-hmm. Again, my name is Adrienne Mann. I'm the Chief Nursing Officer at HCR Home Care.
And that number again?
Is 1-800-270-4904.
Well, you've heard her, who she is, Adrienne Mann, Chief Nursing Officer at HCR Home Care. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Diana,
for coming on. And yes, thank you, happy home care month.
Yes, thank you, yes, very, very much. Yes. We work hard.
Yes, you do. And thank you for what you do.
Thanks.